Podcast. If you want family friendly, go listen to Coaster Fucking Radio.
Well, that's embarrassing.
And live from Slater's mother-in-law's basement, it's episode 48 of Ride This One.
So is it glass enclosed?
No glass. No glass.
That's good. Maybe.
But I do feel trapped. I do feel trapped.
Well, you're in your mother-in-law, so of course you feel trapped.
Of course I do. But I'm surviving.
You are.
Yep. We're here to try to celebrate Mother's Day with her.
Excellent. Even though it's a couple weeks late.
Well, it's 1 week late, but you see, because I had to have Mother's Day with my crippled bitch of a mom.
Ah, right.
So right. Now I'm doing this one.
Congratulations.
Yeah. So, how have you been, Glyon?
I've been fucking amazing. I had an amazing day yesterday. I rode coasters in two different states, and no, I was not at Carowinds. No, I went to Alabama Splash Adventure for opening day. Got my got the first ride of Rampage for the season. So I closed that ride down. I was the last person on that ride of the general public, and I was the first person on it this time.
It's just so funny to me how much you hated wood coasters and now you all about it.
Yeah, I know. I'm aware.
Even excited to go ride the Voyage. Like, what's the fuck?
I know. What the fuck happened?
Don't get me wrong. I'm proud of you.
It's called learning how to ride them. Wood coasters are things you have to learn how to ride, especially if you're a large guy like me. Like, I cannot, you know, I'm going to have to find somebody to kick off the Zen ride so that I can sit by myself on the Zen ride.
So you're going to be one of those motherfuckers.
That's me. I'll pay for two seats. No problem. I got no problem with it. I'll pay for two seats on a plane. I'll pay for two seats in a roller coaster if I have to.
I've never had to pay for two seats on a plane. You surely haven't ever had to do that.
Oh, yeah. Actually, we bought three. What you do, the best way to fly is you go fly not Allegiant or Frontier because, I'm sorry, Legend. There's no way my fat ass could fit on one of those tiny ass planes. But no, what you have to do is you fly Southwest, and if your significant other or large, you just buy three seats. That, number one, gets you on the plane first because you have three seats, so you get priority boarding, and you get three seats, and it's comfortable.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm a cheap fuck. I will squeeze myself into the tiniest fucking seat. I don't give a shit. See, I'm squishy,
but you're also shorter.
I am shorter.
You don't have the height issue that I do.
No. Everyone is out doing stuff at the parks. I'm so happy for you because Muscle Daddy's out today. He's out at Dollywood.
Yeah, he's at Dollywood.
Being a bitch, checking out Wildwood Grove.
I feel bad for Dollywood. I mean, you know, come next episode, we're going to hear all about the shit that he experienced.
Didn't you hear? Dollywood burned down. Mysterious causes.
Oh, was that Muscle Daddy again?
Well, you know, not saying.
Not saying, just saying.
And then Ducky's out. Now, he's at King's Island. It's his first time ever being there, so.
Yes, he's a King's Island's virgin.
Yes. Like, so for him, he's like a faggot at an ass store. He's excited as fuck. Like,
he is. He's, like, sending us all kinds of, like, texts with, like, yeah.
Although his day didn't start well. I know he rode Mystic Timbers to start, but like they were loading and dispatching so slow that he literally sat in the shed for 10 minutes.
What?
Yeah.
Did he get like multiple watches of the shed video, or did he just sit there with no air conditioning for 10 minutes?
I don't know. So this is why they built the shed. They knew motherfuckers were going to be like out on the break run for a long time. So they're like, well, let's not have to pay for like people dying from heat stroke. We'll put them in a shed.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll go with it. We'll go with a shed. Cause that's entertaining.
I haven't done anything. I have literally not set foot in a park this year, but Hollywood Nights is in 2 weeks.
Yes, it is. I'm so excited.
You know, my work refused to give it to me off. So I sent a really nice but very, very firm email of, well, motherfuckers better make some arrangements because I ain't going to be there.
Right. Right. So, you're going to be sitting there watching us ride roller coasters.
I have been going to Hollywood Nights for years. I have never missed. Like, why the fuck would I miss it now?
Absolutely not. But, especially with both Ducky and Goliath are going to be there.
It's true. It's true. Never is the entire Ride This One crew ever fully together. There's always at least one missing.
Yeah. Muscle Daddy.
This time, Muscle Daddy, because he's being a cunt.
Yeah. Oh, I got married. I went on my honeymoon. I can't go.
Knew it. Ball and chain. That's what happened.
I know. I trust me. But, you know, you're working on getting that, too, so.
No, see, I work a little different. See, I'm the person who, like, provides the ball and chain.
Oh.
I'm the bitch in this relationship.
Well, so am I, and that's why I'm still going, even though, you know, I was supposed to go to a concert. I'm like, nope, sorry, Hollywood Nights, and I'm going to be getting shit. I'm going to be, you know, in the doghouse. It's okay. I've been building it nice. There's, like, air conditioning and stuff out there.
Finally, a place to jack off in private.
Exactly. We always need those things.
That's one thing people don't realize happens when you get in a long-term relationship or a marriage. Okay, first of all, the shower and the toilet are not the ideal places all the time.
Not at all. I mean, it gets boring after a while.
It does get boring after a while, and it's just like the person you're with is always there, and yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So, you know what? One story I did not put on our list, and I want to go ahead and bring this up. I don't know if you've followed this at all, but I'm sure most people out there remember that the animatronic Buzzy got stolen from Disney World, well, Epcot, like a few months ago. It was like
animatronic Buzzy? What?
Buzzy from Cranium Command.
What's Cranium Command?
Okay, Cranium Command was in the Wonders of Life Pavilion.
Okay.
And he was an animatronic that, like, did this whole, like, it was like a theater-type show.
Okay.
And you would, like, go through the human, like, the brain. Think of it, it's kind of was like a precursor to the movie Inside Out.
Okay.
So it kind of dealt with that. And it was just this animatronic and stuff. And it was, like, $500,000 animatronic. And
damn,
it's been sitting there. Like, you know, they closed off the ride in, like, early 2000s. And it's just been sitting there.
Why would
intact.
You leave a $500,000 animatronic sitting there?
Because that's nothing to Disney. Now, it was pegged to be archived, okay? Because, you know, they have the Disney archive.
Right.
So it was literally labeled. People would go in there and take pictures of it all in the dark. And there's a label on it that said, to be archived. And it was, well, as a few other things. And then, specifically, this backdoor Disney guy.
Yeah. I love watching his stuff. Some of the shit that he posts is amazing.
Yeah. He's the one specifically putting out these pictures. So he's been doing this. And then two things happen. First, Buzzy's clothes disappear.
What?
Yeah, his clothes disappear. Now, we don't know that. No pictures come out online. We only know this after the fact that his clothes are stolen.
Why did his clothes get stolen? What, you know, what kind of kinky shit is somebody in that's going to buzz? You know, Buzzy sounds like a adult play toy.
Turns out, Goliath, there is weird, like a Disney, like dark, like, I don't know, like an underground illegal Disney shit that gets stolen that people
buy. So like
the
dark side of Disney, like there's a Disney dark web?
Yeah, like a Disney black market.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And then, like, apparently a month later, they come back and the entire animatronic has been cut out. So its hydraulics were cut. Oil had spilled everywhere.
What?
And by the way, this animatronic weighs over 300 pounds. They were able to get into a backstage area of Epcot, cut out a animatronic, carry it, and get away without anyone fucking noticing.
Oh, my God.
So if you ever felt safe at Disney, don't.
Not at all.
Like, Jesus Christ.
I mean, who would feel safe if you can get in, cut out a 300-pound animatronic, and leave?
You know, and here's the thing. People had, you know, suspected that it was this backdoor Disney guy who was responsible.
Okay.
The cocky son of a bitch. But he just wasn't arrested. Well, the other day, motherfucker was finally arrested for it. He's got his mugshot up there on Twitter, but he wasn't arrested for stealing the animatronic because they don't have proof of him cutting and stealing the animatronic.
What was he arrested for?
The clothes, but not just those clothes. That motherfucker also got caught for sneaking into the Haunted Mansion and stealing clothes off of some of the animatronics in the Haunted Mansion.
What?
Okay, and I put this list, and let me grab this. I want to read this list to you of the clothes that he stole, okay?
All right.
Plus the prices that Disney has associated with it. Okay.
All right.
So figure 30B, a jacket, value $1,746.
What?
Figure 30B. Trousers, value $692. And it goes on. A bodice, $809. A skirt, $923. A petticoat, $695. Another skirt, $912. Another bodice for $809. It's like, are they buying Gucci for their animatronics?
That's a question. That's my question to you, you know, as the queen of, right, this one. What brand would you have to buy to have a suit that's $2,400, $2,500.
You know I'm not that kind of gay. I wear jeans and t-shirts.
Okay, well you watch all those fucking Queer Eye shit? No.
No, I have no idea.
You don't watch the drag queen stuff? I know you do.
I do, but they're like making clothes out of trash.
Oh, okay.
I will say the interesting thing on this whole list, the cheapest thing that he stole is surprising. It's the thing I thought would have been the most expensive. A tiara, $40. Yes.
A $40 tiara versus a yellow wig, which is $288.
Right.
That just goes to show that hair is more expensive than a tiara.
But I love this story. It's just absolutely insane to me. Of course, I'm a bitch. I'm like, so if you can afford that, why aren't you paying a living wage to your employees?
Right? $7,216 for
seriously,
three
guys,
characters.
Like, go to the Salvation Army or the Goodwill, and buy some clothes there.
Especially, I mean, it's the Haunted Mansion. It's supposed to look old and messed up.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
it's not supposed to look Gucci.
But you know what? Do you know how much he made just selling those pieces of clothes over a month?
How much did he make?
I believe it was, they found $38,000 was transferred into his bank account from people purchasing things.
That's not bad.
Not bad at all. But at the same time, like, okay, the value is just shy. It's like $7,000-something, nearing $8,000 is what they say the value of the items total that he stole, not counting the animatronic.
Right.
What kind of jail sentence does that mean he's going to get? Because, of course, he's going to get a trespassing charge.
Right.
I mean, he is going to impeding investigation charge he's probably going to get.
Okay.
And he's obviously going to get a theft charge.
And for discussing this, Slater's going to get slapped on the wrist by IAPA.
Not by
Ace.
Ace? Ace can suck my dick. I don't give a shit.
Yeah. Anyway.
That's right. I'm using my Ace membership to go to Hollywood Nights, and they can still suck my dick.
That's okay. You know what I'm doing? I'm a guest of an Ace member. Don't know who yet, but I'm a guest of an Ace member.
You can be my guest.
Excellent. I'm Slater's guest.
There you go. Yep.
Yeah, we did
Ducky,
it.
Ducky is also going to be my guest to get in, and I'm giving it to him for real cheap, if you know what I mean.
Oh.
But I just, and this just makes me think, one of the things I'd love to do more than anything else is to like sneak into a dark ride and dressed up appropriately and pretend to be an animatronic. I've always thought that would be really fun.
All right. What animatronic would you be?
Oh gosh. That I don't know. You know the the dark ride that still hasn't been built that still would be amazing, and this would be the fun one to do it in.
Jean-Benet Ramsey's dark ride.
Well, that, but no, the Five Nights at Freddy's concept that they put out. Could you imagine? And then you actually dress up in one of those costumes.
Wow.
You could like terrify the shit out of people. I'm all about traumatizing children.
Oh yeah, I believe it. Yeah. And not in that way.
I mean, I could never pass as like Prince Charming or anything like that. And
no, you're too fat.
You know what would be the funniest is to dress up like a doll from It's a Small World and see if anyone notices.
No. As long as you don't do anything, because half the animatronics don't even fucking work. And I actually saw a message go out to like I saw an actual somebody that takes those surveys for Disney. They actually asked how often you ride Small World in Disneyland.
Yes, in Disneyland, and they ask, would you miss it if it wasn't there?
Okay, I'm sorry, but if you're going to cut a Small World, cut the one at fucking Disney World, okay?
They don't need the land at Disney World.
I don't care. The one at Disneyland is so much better. The outside is amazing. It's so cool. It's iconic.
Here's what I could see happening.
Okay.
If they remove the one at Disneyland, I mean, we're talking that's historical. People would lose their shit.
Yeah.
I did hear talking to someone that they actually might, it would probably get moved to a different park.
Well, it wouldn't be going to Disney World. So are we going to Shanghai? Are we going to,
I don't know.
Tokyo?
What parks don't have it? Like what park doesn't have it?
I don't know. And you know what? We should stop talking about Disney because we're not ride this deep.
Oh, I know. But that's going to happen. Which actually, by the way, I got talked to about that recently. That
did
we need
really?
To start that. Yep,
yes,
we need
we
to
do.
Start that podcast, apparently. I was
yes,
just like,
we
oh,
do.
Gosh, we barely get this one done.
That's true. That's true. But you know, we need to be part of it so it actually gets every episode out.
Yes, but I wanted to get that out of the way because it was a Disney story. I don't think I have any other Disney stories.
Okay.
But that one was pretty fucking funny.
That's hilarious. I don't understand. I mean, I want to be part of this Disney black market, you know?
Right.
I want to see what's available. And yes, I do want to buy a tiki guy. If you can
get
me like a tiki totem, like one of the ones that move, oh my God, that'd be insane for my tiki hut.
Right. There's so many things that, that I want.
I know.
Mm. And you know what? I have a feeling you want more than anything right now, Goliath.
What's that?
That's to go to the new Taco Bell themed resort they're building in California.
Whoa, no, no, just fucking no.
So you got it. Like they have to have like super ultra strong, like deluxe toilets made of steel there, right?
Yeah. And what I told me, you know, when somebody told me about that, you know what they need to do? They need to put a dome over that shit and harvest all of the methane. Because the methane that would come out of that resort would be able to power Los Angeles for a week.
I'm just like, how is this? How?
I don't know.
How?
And who would want to go to it?
And is Taco Bell fully funding this, or is this an outside company?
And this is no, it's not. It's not in L.A. It's in Palm Springs.
What? That seems like even weirder.
Palm Springs is all this really, really ritzy shit. And we're going to Palm Springs.
Oh, my gosh.
Several unique, you know, they. Wow. I just.
Okay. So, all right. I'll just read this. A Taco Bell hotel and resort opens on August 9th in Palm Springs, California. The Bell will feature several unique menu items only available on site as you are serviced by bellhops and indulge in Baja Blast and sauce packet themed floats in the pool.
I'm wondering why you're not getting like floating shit. I mean, the amount of different types of shit you could wear at Six Flags, they should contact Six Flags and say, hey, where'd you get your shit hats? Because we need some of those.
I mean, are there any good roller coasters around Palm Springs? Is there
no.
anything?
I mean, Las Vegas is as close as you can get, I think.
It's kind of a shame because I feel like if there was a good theme park or roller coaster there,
Hershey.
Like, I would go stay once.
Yeah, maybe. Oh,
maybe.
It's a temporary attraction.
Okay, now that makes a little more sense.
It's reservation only. It will be taken off. Wow. So Taco Bell... It's a temporary attraction. So if you want to go to the Taco Bell Resort.
Jesus. Goliath, they did not think this one through. They're going to be, think about the guests who are going to a Taco Bell Resort. They're going to be washing the smell out of the walls of B.O.
It's meant for 18 plus super fans.
If you consider yourself a super fan of Taco Bell, fuck you.
Yeah. What kind of super fan? No.
Unacceptable.
No. I mean, Ducky, I understand you love Taco Bell, but he going does. All the way out to Palm Springs to stay at a Taco Bell themed resort? I don't think so. I'm just saying.
Not okay, man. Not okay.
Not okay. Not okay.
No quiero Taco Bell.
Dude. Okay. No lie. I wouldn't mind meeting the Taco Bell dog. That would be kind of cool. It's probably dead.
Oh, I'm sure.
Uh-oh, I think I need a bigger box.
Yeah. Jesus. Okay, so here's my question. Okay. So obviously we don't want a Taco Bell. Right. Resort. But of the restaurants out there, if one was going to create a resort, what one would you prefer?
That's a good question.
Right?
I
mean, I was thinking about this, and I really had a hard time thinking of one that... The one that made me laugh the most when I thought about it was a Cheesecake Factory resort.
I can't believe it.
There's a lobster in
Yeah. Yeah, that would be amazing.
Gosh, give it time. Paula Deen's going to have a resort.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's coming to Pigeon Forge. She's got everything else there. Not that I wouldn't mind staying. I mean, shit, the food is amazing there.
These sheets feel like they're coated in butter. Oh, my God, they are!
Yeah, I can't think of any restaurants that I would like. I'm such a fan of that I would want to go to a resort based on that restaurant.
Right. Like,
I mean,
okay. Maybe like a Brazilian grill resort where when you're at the pool, they're bringing meats around for you.
Nah, not even then. Not even then.
Well, when I say Brazilian meats, I mean men with their dicks out.
Well, I mean, Arby's does not sound like fun.
Arby's would be like the lesbian version, where like lesbians, they just have their meats flapping in the wind.
Right. I mean, right.
You know, they'll look like droopy dog. Like...
And then you got the In-N-Out one where everybody swears it's the best and they try to preach at you.
Oh, God.
Which I'm not going to lie, In-N-Out's amazing. Animal, or double animal style all day, every day.
I had In-N-Out once. It was okay.
What did you have?
I don't even remember.
Okay,
honestly,
that's the problem.
I was so tired.
Okay, you need another experience with In-N-Out, and you can't be tired.
Yes, just sir.
Go, and trust me, it's amazing. It's, yeah.
Oh my God. Did you, I think probably one of the biggest stories, there's not a lot of news right now.
Obviously. I mean, the fact that we're talking about a Taco Bell themed resort.
That was going to get talking about.
It's true. It had to be.
You heard about Hershey Park, right? In this whole thing.
Oh my God. Who came up with this?
Oh,
seriously. Who came up with the name?
I literally heard the name and I just like felt angry.
I know. I understand.
Pandemonium.
Pandemonium. Like
you know
seriously.
What? You know what? That is the name a soccer mom comes up with. Like, oh, well, we can call it Candemonium. That's adorable. No.
No. No. Candemonium?
Oh, my gosh.
That's what I'm going to call it. Candemonium. Modium.
I mean, they should have called it the Hershey Blaster. Or something. Here's my thing, but I really started to like rack my brain.
Okay.
It's so let's just say the we know that the track is chocolate browns. So that's
yes.
The color.
So it has to be chocolate.
It has to be candy or chocolate themed in some way.
Right.
So what's a better name? And I was drawing a blank. I was having a hard time thinking of anything.
Mounds. But I don't know if that's Hershey.
That's what my boyfriend calls him, a man tit. I don't know. I really, really thought about it. And so I thought now would be a good time to do another mini contest. I haven't done one in a while. So I want people to tweet at Ride This One what they think a better name than Candemonium would be for Hershey Park's new B&M Hypercoaster. And I'll choose the one we think works best. And when you tweet it, make sure you also tag Hershey Park. And the winner will get something, a lovely prize in the mail.
I mean, so, there's a lot of Ride This One style names that you could come up with. For example, Score. That'd be awesome.
Right.
You know, what about Oh Henry?
Oh Henry.
Oh Henry.
It sounds like, it sounds like a flat ride, right?
It does. Candemonium is like Candemonium is a pendulum ride.
Or a trochea or a scrambler.
Yes,
or
it's not not a B&M Hyper.
No, not at all.
I mean, it's not a B&M Giga.
And if
a B&M Giga Flyer with a splashdown.
You know what? Let's jump over to Busch Gardens now that you mentioned that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. Have you been
Are we
following...
talking about them again?
Oh my God. Have you been following what's going on with Busch Gardens?
Of course I don't. Of course I'm not.
Okay. So it has been basically verified by the park that the roller coaster we're getting that now is only 180 feet tall was in fact going to be 315 feet tall, but the community, I guess, decided against it. Like they threw a fit on anything that tall, and they were told no, that they had to lower the height.
Right, right. Because, you know, you build a fucking roller coaster near a fucking, you build a fucking house near a fucking roller coaster, and the roller coaster, the theme park is going to, you know, can't make it because you built your fucking house there.
But now there's all this stuff weird going on with 2021. And I agreed with you. I thought this is going to be a tower ride. It was 355 feet, I think, is their variance up there. And it's a large plot of land where they're putting it. But I guess within the paperwork they filed for 2021, it shows where the highest point of the structure will be.
Okay.
Well, if it's like a tower ride, that structure is not going to be too far from the path, right?
Right.
That is not the case. It is nearly a half a mile trek into the fucking woods.
Wow.
So what the fuck is going on? They're not possibly.
A
I have
weird a, fucking even, black dark ride.
Unless they're like taking cues from Holiday World, be like, let's make these frat ashes walk.
Like that makes total sense. Let's build our new ride back in the back of the park and not connected to anything.
And the only other thing I can think
but
is
Slater, you would
is,
love that. Okay. You would love that because that's Silver Dollar City all over again.
Jesus fucking balls.
Yeah, that's what it takes to walk all the way back to that part of the park.
Okay, so I think there's two possibilities here, and so you have to hear me out.
Okay.
Now, as much as I would love it to be a 355-foot tall Giga that they're building it out there, I have a hard time believing that they would build two giant roller coasters in a row, like back to back.
Right.
I mean, I'd love that to be the case, but until I see more proof for something, I'm going to have a hard time believing that.
All right.
The other possibility is it is, in fact, a large observation tower, Skyfire, some type of new drop right, something like that. But it will be surrounded by like maybe like a new village, like a new kind of like area.
So what area of Europe would you put there? What areas of Europe are you know in Busch Gardens Williams? Because I've never gone.
Well, I mean the one that keeps popping up is Madrid. Although we heard Project Madrid is dead, but the rumors that this might be Madrid coming back. And
but Madrid is not known for their forests and stuff.
Well, you know, does it mean it's going to stay a forest? They might bulldoze the shit out of this. I don't know what they're going to do.
Okay. So what else? You know, it could be Madrid.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know. I'm not going to pretend like I know Europe that well.
What? Yeah. No. No.
Listen, I'm just a good old boy.
What did you do with Slater? Who am I recording with? What the fuck did you do with Slater? Seriously, I want to know what the fuck, who you are and who I'm recording with.
I don't know. I'm your mom's cunt.
Exciting.
Yeah. So, but this is fucking weird. I don't know.
It really is. They're just fucking with people. That's what it is.
I think
so. There's France and New France.
I mean,
I'm looking at this menu, like the map of Busch Gardens, Williamsburg. So there's France and then there's New France. And then there's Germany and Oktoberfest.
Yes.
There's Italy and Fiesta Italia. But England, Scotland, and Ireland don't get a special version of their land. You don't get New England and Americans.
No.
Yeah. New Ireland. Like, what they should do is they should, like, build out Ireland and, like, go, like, up north of Ireland. Maybe, I don't know where the new coaster is, but, you know, go and call it Northern Ireland. And serve some bombs.
I believe this one's actually the land that's proposed here is to the north of like the German section.
Ah, north of Germany. Okay, so
I believe so. I believe.
Okay,
but I thought. See now, why did I think you've been to Busch Gardens?
I've been to Busch Gardens, Tampa.
We need to get you to Williamsburg. You would love that park.
Well, I know I would. It's just I just haven't done it because last time I was going to do it, I ended up going to Mexico.
Yeah.
And Mexico was amazing. Next
time. You need to go. That park is
I know. Sick. I know. I need to go. You know, eventually I'll go.
You'll love Loch Ness.
I know I will.
You'll live and breathe Loch Ness. You'll love Verbolten. You'll live for that thing.
I'm excited. I really am. You know, one of these days I'll do it.
You know, next year is a good thing because they are getting a new coaster next year.
So yeah, it's going to, we're getting a new one.
Yeah. Oh, God. Shit. Let's see. What's next? What's other news we should talk about?
I think, you know, I'm kind of, you know, the member berries are strong with this one, but it's going into Malaysia. This park is going to be cool. So the theme park in Malaysia actually, did you hear about this one?
I haven't.
So, a theme park in Malaysia actually licensed Hasbro to theme their water park. And I'm not going to say, I'm excited. I think it'd be fun. You know, so you get all of the Hasbro stuff, like My Little Pony. I know Muscle Daddy would love this one. My Little Pony. You get Nerf theme licenses.
Do you really want a bunch of bronies going and riding like in a water park? That's like a jizz pool by the time it's done.
I will stay away from the My Little Pony part. But the G.I. Joe, dude, I would totally. That's my childhood right there.
Yeah, that was my sexual awakening.
A G.I. Joe, you know, yeah. That just sounds awesome.
I mean, it's interesting. Isn't Malaysia also home to the Cartoon Network themed water park?
I think so. So they're actually doing like IP based water parks, which is cool. Instead of, you know, theming a water park over, you know, the boring shit that America gets.
You know what? We should buy the old Schlitterbahn in Kansas City and theme it to RTO. How about that?
All right. Yeah. So, you know, what would you put there?
Oh, gosh. Well, I mean, we'd have to retheme the existing rides. Like,
unfortunately, Vrucht is art. They took it down.
Yeah, that one is that makes me sad. But they do have a small water coaster. So we could name that one Goliath's Tiny Red Rocket. Red Rocket. I don't know. I'll have to think about that. I have to think about that one.
Yeah.
If we owned our own theme park, it would be a fucking mess.
Who would actually run it? I mean, we're not organized enough to run it. We could barely run a theme park podcast, let alone.
We'll let Ducky run it. It'd be a hot mess.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Do you want to hear more weird rumors I'm hearing about Cedar Point?
Sure.
Again, take this with a grain of salt.
No, not just a grain. Take it with all the salt in the Pacific Ocean.
But I mean, we've kind of heard this before. That Cedar Point, obviously not in 2020. They're not getting a new giant roller coaster in 2020. What I've heard is the big expansion for the anniversary is going to be in 2021.
But which I don't think would surprise their birthday is in 2020.
But as far as I'm understanding, they're doing like a weird 3-year celebration like thing. Kind of like how Disney has their anniversary for like 10 fucking years or whatever they do.
Yeah, but Cedar Point is not fucking Disney. Or they would actually fucking theme a ride.
But they're already spending the money on that Giga at Kings Island, so that Giga Dive Coaster.
Yes. Worlds of Fun. How do you feel about that Kings Island Giga? Dorney Park, what do you think about that Kings Island Giga?
Yeah. Those parks, we're all you're just like fucked. All of them.
Yeah, they are, because why would Kings Island or why would Cedar Fair put any money into them?
But what I'm hearing is that they're going to build a Strata coaster, so 400 plus feet. I don't know if they're going to try to take the height record. I am assuming if they're going to do that, they're going to try.
What are they going to be doing?
But here's the thing. The rumor I'm hearing right now is they want to take the length record.
Where is it going to fucking go?
Apparently all over the fucking park.
How?
That's why I said take this with a grain of salt. You hear all kinds of crazy stuff for Cedar Point. Anything is possible with money, Goliath.
I understand. But, you know, take that money that you're going to spend on that and, you know, invest it in other parks.
They're not, you know, that would be wise, Goliath.
Well, no, we got to spend that money on fucking seatbelts. Let's just talk about this right now.
But do you realize what the longest steel coaster in the world is?
What?
Steel Dragon 2000. It's 8,133 feet long. They can't possibly be wanting to go beyond 8,133 feet.
No, there's not enough space in that fucking park. So what about the longest theme? What about the longest steel roller coaster on the lake?
I feel like they're just going to be like longest Strata coaster. Now, that wouldn't be hard to do.
No, because you know what a Strata coaster is? It goes up and it goes back down. Done.
Dick coasters. They're pointless.
That's
like,
it.
Okay, don't be wrong. They're fun. Like, I liked King Ka. I enjoyed it. But
I have no idea.
But I had Flash Pass. Would never, never, never wait in a long line for one of those things.
No, it's pointless.
Absolutely pointless. So take it or leave it. I don't think that this is true. I do think they're going to get something big in 2021, but I don't
think
it's
going to get something every fucking year, including this year. That high quality area.
Cedar Point, Kings Island. Then it repeats.
It's right.
And, you know, everywhere once in a while, they might throw a small, cheap coaster somewhere else, but it's very rare.
And usually it's a one that they remove from another park.
Generally, and lately they've just been cutting them out. So, okay, here's my thing. Okay, as shitty as Firebird or whatever it was called that they removed from Kings Island.
Firehawk.
As shitty as that was, they have some sad, pathetic parks that would have been thrilled to have it.
Yeah, is it La Ronde? Is that the one up in Canada? No, that's Canada's Wonderland. Never mind. La Ronde would love it too, though.
La Ronde would love it. La Ronde would love anything. But Michigan's Adventure, they love it. Worlds of Fun.
Dorney would love
it. Up. Dorney would love it. Like, I'm just like, and I get it. They would have had to have bought new trains, and that's what they didn't want to do.
What about the one up in Minnesota that we never talk about?
Valley Fair doesn't have the room.
Okay. So I don't know. I don't even know anything about that park.
That is a sad, janky ass park. Great GCI up there though.
Okay. I actually saw that being built. I love that. I love those fucking shows where you get to see roller coasters built.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's actually the only, how come that hasn't like become like a series on like Discovery Channel? Like that follows every year, like a big attraction being built at a park. It makes it like a whole series every year.
That would be awesome. But you know,
right.
But enthusiasts are not large enough of a community to actually fucking care about that.
They should.
They should. I don't disagree.
I think the GP would find it interesting.
Yeah, you know, as long as you know you have some really cool spot where you can take the thumbnail, because it's all about the thumbnail. I was actually watching a panel down at Playlist, and they said a lot of YouTubers actually spend more time figuring out the thumbnail than the actual video.
I could see that.
Because, you know, you need something to actually get people in.
Yeah. Yep. That's why ours will just simply be penises.
That's right. We are making money on Pornhub.
Yeah. We probably could. We'd be like that weird person doing like weird erotic theme park content.
As long as we don't move into the water park scene, we're good.
Well, you know, they did a Coaster Boy Christmas through Coaster Radio. Why can't we do Coaster Sexual?
We could. We totally could.
We just need to get footage of Gare Bear rubbing his dick on some steel.
But, you know, we need somebody to actually edit it, because fuck editing shit. I have no problem acting. I've realized I'm an actor. I'm not a videographer.
I would edit that. I would happily edit that video. If we made that video. All right, guys, vote. Let us know. Do you want us to do a video version of Coaster Sexual? Because I'm
like,
almost...
Like, take an episode, like a Coaster Sexual every, you know, because we've got a bunch of them. And we haven't had a guest on it. We haven't asked that question in a long time. We need to fix that.
We have a guest. Actually, an upcoming episode very soon. We're having Brinks on. Brinks is coming.
Really? Well, yeah. That's going to be an episode we're going to have to cut a bunch of shit off.
I know. Probably, yeah.
It's going to be a good time, though. It's going to be a good time because, you know.
We don't edit anymore. We don't do any of that
stuff.
Preach. Mentioning Coaster Radio, I do want to do a quick plug here.
Yes.
Coaster Radio, they, of course, have an event coming up, and they do it every year. I am... very sad. I'm not able to go. I tried, but my work, they're fucking assholes, and they denied me.
Yeah, I tried to go too, but then I realized I can go to Cuba, and I'm going to go while I still can.
But the event is going to be at Six Flags Magic Mountain on Friday, June 21st, and it is open to anyone. It will have 90 minutes of ERT, and they are keeping the list very minimal, so if you are interested... then you should definitely sign up. Just go to coasterradio.com/meetup or just go to coasterradio.com. There's links all over. And you can sign up there. And I think the tickets, all I know is the ticket for the event is less than one day's admission. And they're going to feed you and give you ERT. And all
I think it's like two meals and stuff.
Yeah, it is good shit.
Six Flags food, so, you know.
Well, you know,
take
Mike
it what
was
it will.
Telling me. Mike was telling me a bit about everything they're going to do. There's some stuff that I haven't even told people about. It's going to be really awesome.
That's
I'm actually
awesome.
Really, really sad that I can't go.
I know. I'm kind of jealous.
Yeah. I'm very, very.
But you know what I would do is I would make sure if I was building a new ride, I would contact Coaster Radio and say, please don't come here for an opening of a new ride.
No.
Make sure, you know, if we're, you know, don't make us a choice. If you want to ride the new ride, because
first of all,
it doesn't happen.
Know, Six Flags never opens their rides on time ever.
Well, no. What's the one over Georgia? Pandemonium or whatever the fuck it's called. Yeah, that one's going to be open. It's actually up and it's already testing and everything. And I was invited
to go to
Media
on
Gateway.
Time.
No, no.
Open on time means open for the first day of your season.
Oh, well, no. Why would you do that when you can open it for, you get more time in the high quality, you know, good weather and open it at Memorial Day. So you have something to look forward to.
Yeah.
You have the first 2 months of the season to push this product.
It's actually my pet peeve. I just think it's weird that parks are like, yeah, we're opening for the season, but our new attraction isn't open.
Well,
I'm sorry.
If
Hershen can do it, minus Lightning Rod, that's a whole other thing. But they if they can build something like Time Traveler and it is open March, then other parks can fucking do it.
Slater, what? Wildwood Grove? Did Wildwood Grove open with the park?
Yeah, but Hershen is heading a bad direction. It's one of the reasons I'm mad at them.
Okay.
I don't like the direction that Hershen is heading right now. They're becoming a corporate like douchebag. And there's rumors of them trying to acquire more parks.
So who would you love to see Hirshen buy?
Nobody, because the parks they've managed, they haven't done shit to. They don't add new shit to them.
They took a coaster that was one place and put it in another place and called it a new coaster. Yes, that's right. Okay, Wild Adventure.
People forget. Well, exactly. Wild Adventures is a Hirshen park. Shame.
It's nobody thinks of it because there's nothing there. They don't want to invest. It's like they're becoming a Cedar Fair.
Yeah. And I get it. The company is growing and that's kind of what happens. But that's why it is kind of good to have smaller individually owned parks. And I get it. Like
I have no problem admitting one of my favorite parks is a small independent owned park.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Alabama Splash Adventure.
That's right.
Yeah.
I was thinking about it. I was like, you know what? I'm going to call that my home park.
It's time for them to get a new coaster.
It is.
If you get a new coaster, I'll get down there.
You need to come down and ride some Rampage with me. Just make sure we ride it towards the end of the day, because it was running slow at the beginning of the day. As the wheels and stuff wore in, you know, it was flying towards the end of the day.
Well, you know, my thing is, like, I'll get down there when they add a new roller coaster, and I'm assuming that's going to be coming. Just, like, I hope that Holiday World's going to do something new again here soon. It's just like, come on, guys, it's been a while again since your last roller coaster.
Maybe we'll find out in a couple weeks.
You know, normally we've heard rumblings by now, though, and I don't think 2020 is the year for them.
Weren't you telling me that they're getting a hyper when we were there last time?
That is what I heard. No, I didn't know when it was coming. I just know that they had been talking to B&M and had some plans drafted up. Parks have plans drafted up all the time. Doesn't mean they happen. Keep in mind, they also had B&M draft up an inverted coaster plan for that park years ago that never came to fruition.
That would have been cool. Where would you put it, and what would its theme be?
An inverted coaster?
Yeah.
At Holiday World?
Yeah.
Oh, God. It needs a new section.
What holiday?
I feel like
Halloween isn't going to happen.
No. I mean, you have to add the Valentine. I'm still with the whole Valentine section. It needs to happen.
Yes, but the Valentine section is not going to be a. I don't think it's going to be a coaster there. You have to have a ton of love for Valentine's.
You could have a ton of love, but you can have a roller coaster called the Heartbreaker, or if it's an inverted, the Hang and Bang.
Mama Paula, listen to us.
Oh, God. We need to do a sketch again soon.
We do.
I'm looking so forward to finally getting out to Hollywood Nights again.
Me too.
My first park trip of the year, and you know, like, I have basically been unable to walk until around April, so yeah. I had, like, 6 months off my feet. So I'm just like, fuck yes, I can finally move again. I am very, very ready for this.
Me too.
Did you see those pictures I put up that Jason sent me of Untamed at Wallaby Holland?
I did not.
Okay, I'm going to send these to you. These are the most beautiful, amazing RMC trains ever. And this ride looks sick as balls. Oh my God.
Okay.
So good. If I can find these photos.
Is it the RCB DB link in the.
It doesn't have the trains. It doesn't have the trains. I'm grabbing them. Whatever. We can be all unprofessional right now.
Wait, what? Unprofessional? No.
Yeah. I don't care anymore. This is just a bonus episode. This is a bonus episode. This is not what we would normally do.
No, this is a bonus episode where, like, we want to have something for you when you're on your trip on Memorial Day
weekend, you know. I'll be working. I don't know about other motherfuckers.
I'll be at I'm actually going to my closest park. On Sunday, I will be going to Lake Winnie.
I love that park.
I'm excited. I really am. I haven't been there, but you know, why not go check it out?
You should, and get on their little wood coaster. It's fun. It's a good credit.
I need to pad my credit.
Ride the chutes. I sent you those photos.
All right.
It's not easy to tell from that photo, but that is a bug head.
Did you text it to me?
Yes.
Okay, it's downloading. But oh my God, that looks badass.
Right?
Oh my God, that is sexy.
And that's in Holland. So Holland, here I come.
Dude, there's, Holland has some cool shit. Like Wallaby, that's a park I want to go to. That's right? The park that has, I believe that's the one that has the, no, it's not. Never mind.
Well, great. You set me up for disappointment.
Sorry. Sorry.
One
of the Wallaby parks has the Aero Shuttle Loop that they actually redid.
Interesting.
Belgium.
All of the Wallaby parks look great. But do you know who else set us up for disappointment?
Who?
Knott's Berry Farm. Have you seen this Calico River Rapids thing?
I have not.
Oh my God.
Is it that amazing?
I was like, okay, because they did such a good job on their flume ride and their mine ride, right? And this, most of the ride is okay. I can't say it's amazing.
All
there's
right.
Really not that much going on. But there's a Yeti. God, what is with theme parks and fucking Yetis?
Yeti?
Yes. There's a
Yeti.
And if you look at the artwork that they gave us of what it was supposed to look like versus what it actually looks like, do you know how when you'll go to like a fair or really janky old park, they have those really tiny dark rides?
Yeah.
And they have those awful, like stagnant, but like weirdly jerky moving like animatronics? That's what this Yeti is.
What?
And yet they have like artwork of the Yeti making it looking like it's gonna be like Disney-esque, like crazy theming, and it's absurdly bad. And
So what it looks like is it looks like they went to, oh my God.
You see it?
I just saw it. Oh my God. This is like, dude. What the fuck?
It's amazing, right?
It's like, amazing. It's like they went to that ride in Gatlinburg and said, hey, can you do our animatronics?
Did you see the before, like the artwork of what it was supposed to look
like?
No,
let me see if I can find that.
Yes. Oh my gosh. It's amazing. And I mean, I still applaud them for plussing it. It's just hilarious to me. And the thing is I love I love Hokie.
Yeah.
I love Hokie. Now
the question is, my question is, do the sprayers that you can actually make spray, do they look like TNT? Because that looks cool as hell.
Now that I don't know.
That was something that I'm looking at the pictures, and one of the pictures that stick out to me is like the picture of where you spray people on the ride. It actually looks like you're plunging down on TNT. That's kind of cool.
Right. Did you find the picture of the Yeti?
Yes, I did.
So do those look anything alike, Goliath?
No.
So what the fuck? So, like, I feel like the people at Knott's are like, you have $50.
So what you're saying is you're saying it's like the clock tower at Six Flags over Georgia. Have you seen that one?
It's like Disney lately, even.
Here, let me send you over this clock tower. So yesterday I was at Over Georgia, you know that. Mm-hmm. And one of the things they were talking about when they gave us the tour was the clock tower that's going to be put up for the steampunk district, screampunk district.
Yeah.
It looks like the people from, they hired the people. They're like, oh my gosh, the theming is so amazing in the time traveler queue. We want you to do our clock tower. I'm guessing you saw the picture of the clock tower. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, when I heard clock tower, I was thinking there was a clock on it. You know,
I thought it would be something that at least that muscle daddy wouldn't be taller than.
No, it's, yeah.
Jesus. I mean, I'm not surprised when it's Six Flags, but not, shame on you.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Oh, my God. Okay, jumping, because we're starting to run low on time, because you have a hard cutoff time. So I wanted to mention this. There is this new flat ride that they just built at this park. I cannot say this park ride. I don't know. Either way, it's a ride called Boom. So,
Boom.
What it is it is like a tower ride.
Okay.
And it launches you up and down just like a regular tower ride, but it keeps doing it all while you're spinning.
What?
Yeah, it looks sick.
Slater would be like sick, like crazy sick.
I'd be crazy sick, but you'd still get my ass on that. It's not actually, it's spinning really slow, but it's just so calm, like up and down. Like, it's like basically, you get to ride that tower ride solid for like 3 minutes, like without having to get off. It looks fucking awesome. I want one.
Okay. I'm watching the video for it.
And it's only an on ride, but it keeps going. And like the patterns vary. Sometimes it only goes half down. Sometimes it goes all the way down. It looks crazy.
Well, that's not the video I was looking for. I was looking at the Boom video from them. I'm trying to find the actual POV style type ride. Because there's not a link in the show notes.
Ah, shit. I thought I had put one in there.
There's a link. There's a link, you know, to it says Six Flags Magic Mountain. Oops. And that's not quite the same.
No, it's not quite the same. But the thing looks amazing. And it's not really that super original of a concept. But game on. I want it. I want to ride one.
Yeah.
But I love tower rides.
Me too. I love tower rides.
Like, I'm excited that Orlando's building the world's tallest tower ride now.
Dude, I can't wait. Who's making the... That's the one that made Dollywood's one, right?
Yeah, I believe so. And it's going to the Icon Park people, so...
They've got some good shit. I mean, actually, yeah. I actually rode the... that was my first ever Sky Swing, because I don't trust those things. I mean, I understand, yes, there's... there's eight chain link fences, but or chain links, but no.
Yeah.
No.
Also, did you see that now there is a fence around the Millennium Falcon?
There's a fence around the Millennium Falcon.
So all of our concept artwork has no fence around the Millennium Falcon at the new Disarware section. And now pictures of the area show that there is a fence around it so people can't touch it.
Of course. Why would you want to be able to touch the Millennium Falcon?
Right. Why would you want to be able to get up close and personal with it? Why?
No. It's pointless.
I understand why they've done this, but I'm also going to be like, you can afford to paint your shit, Disney.
No, they can't.
No, they won't.
They won't.
There you go.
Just like, is this Boom? The ride looks like one of those... the one that Dollywood has almost.
It does, and I don't know if it's the same company or not.
Oh, that looks cool. So instead of the whole tower rotates instead of just the seats.
Just the car. Yeah.
Interesting.
And you just keep going up and down. Does that not look like fun as fuck?
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
We're not going to get it anytime soon.
It also doesn't look like it would be a very expensive ride. So I feel like it's something that smaller parks could afford, looking at you, Holiday World, looking at you at Alabama Splash Adventure.
ASA doesn't have a drop tower.
Huh?
Yeah, ASA doesn't have a drop tower.
Well, I'm just saying these are the parks I think that could afford it.
Yeah.
So,
or, you know, if a ride doesn't open on time, you can afford a dark ride or a tower ride too.
There you go. I think, though, I mean, other than mentioning that West Coast Racers, as we know, we already mentioned that.
No, we didn't, but.
Yeah, West Coast Racers is vertical.
Shot. Yay. Finally.
Yeah, but they
poured a whole. You know what's more vertical than that?
What?
Tron.
Yeah, I know. And it doesn't open until 2021.
Yeah.
And they've done more work.
Yeah. Well, that's why. That's because you build it when you buy a park. When you buy land for a park, you buy all of the land in the area.
Yeah,
that's what yeah. that's what they did.
Yeah, although I can't wait for Tron.
Oh, me either. Me either.
Looks so sexy. Let's make a point. You and me, we'll go. We'll make a point to ride that together.
Sounds good.
Sounds like a plan.
Excellent.
So, really, you have to go, like, pretty much now. We didn't even get to our main topic.
I know. How did that happen?
Because we are chatty bitches.
We are. We really are. You know, you can give us an hour and we could just fill the time.
Yeah. So, you know what? I guess we were going to do a topic about being fat at theme parks, but we'll push that off to a future episode.
Yeah,
we'll
do a whole thing future about it. Goliath and Slater episode where you'll figure out, you know, the best ways to deal with being fat at a theme park.
Hey, but you know what? We're both doing better. I've lost 20 pounds recently, and you got on Goliath without any assistance whatsoever.
Yes.
So
I have to say I'm very proud of that.
We're working on being less fat.
And the cool thing was it was in the afternoon / evening. Because if you're ready, if you're gonna go ride a new ride and you think you're close to not fitting, make sure, you know, you do it when in the beginning of the day when you're smaller.
Yeah.
That's why I was able to get on Montu.
My life is chicken breast and broccoli, but it's fine.
Well, so. I'm not eating chicken breast and broccoli. I mean all sorts of yummy fat stuff.
Luckily, I like that type of food.
I love broccoli. Broccoli's amazing.
Put a lot of butter on it
and stuff.
Yeah, I don't actually really like super heavy food. I just like bread. Bread's the bad thing. I love bread.
Me too.
Bread.
You know how hard it is to get to eat low carb at a theme park?
Anywhere. Yeah, no, it's
anywhere, but seriously, at a theme park, it's even worse. I was trying to do it yesterday at Over Georgia because I'm doing the keto thing where I don't eat carbs. And they're like, you know, I went on the app, told me, this restaurant has healthy food. So I went to the healthy food restaurant and they were out of their salad. And I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
No, it's eating healthy at a theme park is difficult.
Especially Six Flags theme park.
Yeah. You have to either bring your own food most of the time or leave the park.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'll do that now. When I was younger, I would like just speed and rush through a park. And like I've changed since you and me went. Yeah, I'm even not as bad about it now because now I will not give myself a limited time park. If I've never been to a park anymore, I have a rule now, 2 days. 2 days in that park so I can really experience.
No.
Yes.
So now, if you were going to Disney, would you do it in a day? If you only have 1 day, would you do Disney?
Well, I've already done Disney, so I don't need to.
Yes, but, you know, before. I'm just, you know.
No. No, I wouldn't do it in a day. Excellent. I don't think you really could. I don't think you could.
You're welcome.
So
you're welcome.
But I didn't. I followed your advice and I planned a week vacation to Disney and I did it right.
And there's still things you missed.
Well, yeah.
Which is crazy.
Yeah. But I didn't miss any of the major things.
No.
I missed tiny shit that doesn't matter. Like who cares about PhilharMagic or whatever.
That one's dumb.
It's dumb.
What park is getting? Oh, yeah. California Adventure is getting PhilharMagic.
Yes.
But a non-3D version.
You know what? I would have rather ridden Stitch's Great Escape.
That was actually not a terrible ride.
I think people were just mad about the switchover, which I understand.
Yeah, but I mean, even if you weren't mad about the switchover.
But.
It was really dumb, but, you know, it was better than what's there now.
I just think D23 is going to have quite some surprising announcements. I'm looking forward to
air conditioning in the, what's it called?
No, that's never happening. But I hope though? I hope this thing does work out. I hope we are going to try as ride this one. No promises. We don't know what's going to happen. But we are going to try to go to IAPA.
Yes, we are.
I think we're going to go either way, but we're going to try to do it under our name. We're going to see what happens. And people are like, oh God, they'll never let you. I hope that I could shove that up people's cunts. Like,
wouldn't that be awesome?
It would be.
I'm excited about, you know, the interviews we can get.
Yes. And gosh, we'll have to like do real work, but it'll be fun.
Oh, it will be. It'll be worth it.
It'll be very worth it. And that'll be in November. So we'll keep everyone updated on whether that works out or not. And if it does, I hope that some people who are in the area will maybe meet us at a tiki bar while we're down there at some point. So,
why not try, you know, do a tiki bar a night or something. See how many tiki bars we can hit.
Sounds like a plan to me. So we'll let you know. I think we're going to be going out there either way. If not under our name, it'll be under somebody else's. But yeah,
we won't be going under somebody else's. We will be going and helping somebody else.
Exactly. But we should hopefully be there for IAAPA in November either way. Goliath is 100% definitely going to be there.
Yes, I'm 100% definitely.
I'll 100% be there if it's under the ride. This one's name. I still have to get confirmed yes or not for the other person. But I don't really want to jump in there unless... And you can't apply until, what, June?
Yeah, June's when you can apply.
Do you know how long it takes them to approve or deny?
I don't know.
Hmm. We'll see. I don't know how difficult it is, but
it would be awesome to be able to go.
Well, what we should do is we should record like 5 fake episodes and then just like post them so they can go look at that and like post a bunch of fake social media stuff that looks real nice.
No, no, they need to know who we are.
I agree.
They need to know who we are.
Who we are, what we are, our opinions on. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? This is the first episode that's been just you and me in a very long time.
I know. But yet we were still able to fill it.
We were able to fill it because we were loudmouths. But you know what? It's been good, but we got to get out of here. But first, we should do our final thoughts. Even if it's just that, so Goliath, what's your final thought?
Well, when you guys are listening to this, it will be a week until I ride some wood with Slater, and I am super excited.
He's been looking forward to my wood for so long. I mean, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm also excited because Ducky has made this thing. He's like wants to ride the voyage with me on his first ride.
I did the same.
Now
you got to make sure his first voyage ride is at night.
Oh well, I agree absolutely. I told him my biggest concern right now, and you can vouch on this for me. There is crazy airtime on the voyage. Okay.
Yes.
He's so tiny, I'm worried, what if I pop up too high and he goes right up down inside my asshole and we can't find him again?
Yeah, that's happened before, hasn't it?
It is. So many small children just missing.
That's why I'm glad you were able to catch Andrew.
Oh, I know. That's why I duct taped him to his seats.
Perfect.
Yeah. But beyond that, though, we got to get the fuck out of
here.
We do. Y'all need to know how to get a hold of us. But Goliath, where can they find you on the internet?
I am at RTO Goliath on Twitter, and I'm also Coaster Eats on the Instagram. What about you, Slater?
Well, you can find me on Twitter at RTO Slater. Of course, even though they're not here, you can find Muscle Daddy at RTO Muscle Daddy and Ducky at RTO Ducky. And we have a main show Twitter at Ride This One.
We also have
be sure to check that out.
We also have the Facebook. It's facebook.com/RideThisOne.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, and fuck, I'm going to throw it right here. I almost forgot. We got a voicemail, so I'm going to quick interrupt right here. Putting that voicemail in real quick right now.
Hi, guys. This is Julie from Rochester, New York, calling in to express my excitement at the fact that you guys are going to be at Hollywood Nights. I'll be there, too, with my boyfriend, Jason. It'll be my first enthusiast shig gig, so I'm pretty hyped. Anyway, thanks for putting out a show that's hilarious and informative. I hope I get to run into one or all of you at the event. yeah, sorry for being a big dork. I definitely am a big fan of your show. It's nice to listen to people have the same kind of screwed up sense of humor as me and also talk about this other really weird niche nerd thing. I wasn't into any of this before I met my boyfriend, so I guess I'm kind of a convert. A lot of you guys seem like Cradle to the Grave type. But sorry that first part of it was... prepared. I was nervous, but then my rambling got the better of me. Anyway, thanks for being awesome, and I hope I get to ramble at you in person. Thanks. Bye.
Holy shit. I think that may have been a real fan. Goliath.
I think so. That's crazy. I love it. I every time I hear stories of somebody loving the podcast, it just makes me feel good. So if you love the
podcast.
She was
nervous. She was nervous.
She was.
Don't be nervous. I mean, I get being like nervous in person, like that we might molest you. Like, I get that.
But, right.
Like, nervous to talk to us. Oh, honey, but thank you for watching the show. We love it. And all you other motherfuckers should also call and leave voicemails. We will play it on the show. I don't care what you say. It doesn't matter how crude you are or what you do. Or
there's,
if it's
there's
angry.
No way, there's no way you can be more crude than us.
No.
I dare you.
Call us at 26-RIDE-THIS.
That's 267-433-8447.
That's right. So call or text. Of course, we have an email at ridethisonepodcast@gmail.com. And
remember, we Facebook. Have that project. We need you to send us a suggestion.
Yes, for the name of Hershey Park's new roller coaster. What's better than Candemonium? I will pick it over the next 2 weeks. So we're going to give this for 2 weeks. Well, next two episodes, excuse me. So pick one, send it on Twitter at RideThisOne, and I will pick a winner, and you will get a prize in the mail. And you can ask me why I always send the prizes. So do it. But anyways, we got to get the fuck out of here.
We do. I got to go watch some kids roller skate.
And I get to go hang out with my mother-in-law. So until next time, y'all, fuck off.
Fuck you.
Ride This One Podcast. If you want family-friendly, go listen to Coaster Fucking Radio.
Well, that's embarrassing.